It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Defense Secretary Robert Gates presented the Pentagon budget earlier this month and outlined more money than ever before for UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. Drones, planes without anyone in them, flown from the ground, often from halfway around the world. There's an ongoing debate over the ethics of fighting war in a detached, video game-like manner, but that hasn't slowed a global push in UAVs. They're cheaper, fewer of your own personnel are put at risk. The U.S. has been using Predator drones for a while now, but Predator was built as a spy plane, then retrofitted to carry weapons. Predator is being phased out in favor of a plane called the Reaper. Gary Solis is an adjunct professor at Georgetown University's law school. He teaches the law of war. Gary, tell us about the Reaper.
The MQ-9 Reaper is bigger, faster, and has a greater payload. It weighs 5 tons, which is 4 times what a Predator weighs. Predator can carry 2 Hellfire missiles, while a Reaper can carry 14. A Predator can fly at about 140 miles an hour. A Reaper, on the other hand, can fly at 275 miles an hour, depending on its payload. So the MQ-9 Reaper is a real advantage.
Gary, what other unmanned vehicles are emerging from other militaries besides our own?
The vehicles coming from other countries, they resemble ours in appearance. They don't have the same capabilities that we do because they don't have the sensor technology that we do. We also have a number of miniature drones coming out of places like Israel and China. When I say miniature, I mean very small. Some of them resemble a pencil hanging from a small helicopter rotor, and by small I mean a 14-inch rotor span, that can fly in an open window and could be packed with explosives.
The size of a pencil?
The size of a pencil, yes. Now, those have not been put into military service, but they have been demonstrated. So drones are clearly a weapon of the future.
You mentioned the sensors. Is the development of the sensors what's really driving this category of planes?
What's driving them are the many advantages of drones. Drones are far less expensive than manned aircraft. They can remain airborne for so much longer. They have a lesser risk of collateral damage. And those capabilities are driving drone technology. But then it's the sensors that make the drones effective. You have sensors that can read a license plate from 40,000 feet. Now, I don't know if those sensors have been miniaturized sufficiently to fit on a drone, but the sensors are amazingly accurate.
How much of an arms race is this globally right now with UAVs?
I think it's more of a race than we appreciate. It clearly is the aircraft of the future. The U.S. Air Force today is training more drone pilots than fighter pilots and bomber pilots combined. And that's recognized by every major power. And they are the wave of the future.
That's Gary Solis from Georgetown University's Law School. We have video of the Reaper and other drones at marketplacetech.org. There's a daily newspaper coming to the iPad. And if you think that sounds strange, well, so do I. The Daily is sponsored by Rupert Murdoch. He owns Fox, The Wall Street Journal, and he's investing $30 million into what will be a daily news thing for iPads. It was supposed to debut this week in San Francisco. Steve Jobs was going to be on stage, but it's been delayed as Apple tries to get the software ready to handle it. The idea is that you subscribe for 99 cents a week, and every morning the Daily automatically loads onto your iPad, and then you don't hear from it again till the next day. So if something happens at 10 a.m., you won't read it in the Daily till the next morning. I think it's good to keep an open mind. I, for instance, am open to the possibility that I'm missing something here. Maybe when we're online, we all secretly long for the once-a-day rhythm of the print paper. Of course, as the host of a daily radio show, perhaps I also shouldn't cast stones. But remember, you can always visit our website, updated throughout the day, marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.